that there was a bacher at Kol Torah, Yeshiva Kol Torah in Yerushalayim, who was learning by Shlomo Zalman Orbach of Shabtai Slavatitsky. He was a young man, he was a brilliant guy, 16 years old, and they sent him to learn by Shlomo Zalman, the Posek Hador in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. And because he was a younger guy in the yeshiva, Shlomo Zalman had a certain, he was matzachen, he had a certain feeling for him, and they spent a lot of time together. And one day they went together to Kotel, and it was just the beginning days of the Mivtsayim that the Rebbe, Lubavitcher Rebbe, instructed his shluchim to enable others to put on tefillin, Mivtsa tefillin. Not everybody's so excited about it, you know. Offering tefillin to people passing by in the street. They didn't wash their hands. They weren't necessarily dressed right. They weren't wearing kippah. Who knows what tattoos they had or whatever it was. It wasn't so mainstream. It had a lot of pushback. So this young boy, Reb Shabtai, was looking to see what Reb Shlomo Zalman would say, how he would react to it. I was just telling Chever this before Mar. And so Reb Shlomo Zalman had a big smile, like even bigger than usual. And he asked, this is a good, it's good. Shlomo Zalman said, to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, he's one of the greatest mammon of the generation. He's such a mammon, one of the great believers. It's like a funny thing to say that he's a great believer. Like, of course he's a believer. Of course he has emuna. Kol Torah Kula, he'd speak 200 makoros in a mimer on Yontif without a note in front of him. He had vision from one end of the world to the other. He took responsibility for planet Earth. He's a mammon. So this young bacher, Shabtai, looked at him like, what does that exactly mean? What do you mean he's a mammon? Like, what's the chiddush? So Shlomo Zalman said, I don't mean that he believes in God. That's not a chiddush. He said, who else in the generation believes in Jews? He believes in the Yidden. He believes in Klal Yisrael in such a way. He does everything possible to enable, to give opportunities for Yid to do a mitzvah. He's such a mammon. He believes in Jews. It's the end of the story. Reb Shabtai Slavatitsky has now been, I think, 40 years in Belgium as the head shliach there. 35, 40 years as the head shliach in Belgium. He went from Kol Torah there. He said, if he's such a mammon, then I want to be on that train too. So I want to be on the Rabbi Fisher train. Because in our generation, Rabbi Fisher is one of the great ma'aminim of the generation. Really one of the great ma'aminim of the generation. I was in the yeshiva twice. But forget that. When you meet a bacher from Yeshivas Matasyahu, it's called Fishers, right? You meet a guy from the yeshiva, so he has the shtempel. He knows that he has wind in his sails, and he has a Rebbe who believes in him till the end of the earth. He knows that he has a place in Yiddishkeit, and he knows that that his best is yet ahead. And I want to be a part of that. I mean, I want to draw from that. I do. I listen as much as I can, and share. I share by Fisher's Torah at our Shabbos table, and give it over to our kids. And any interview and anything that I could find and hear and give over, I want to be on that train. And it's such a covet for us. I'm so glad. I'm so gratified that Rabbi Fisher made time. He's around meeting people, meeting Talmidim, and to give us a chance to connect a little bit, to get a little bit of sunlight on our face, a little bit of his chain, and a little bit of his light and love, and a little bit of wind in our sails. What is chus for us? We're so grateful that you made time, and to the guys for coming along, the Fabrengen, right? To come along with the Fabrengen. We really appreciate it. It means so much to us. Thank you. Okay, tell you, thank you. What did I hurt? I know, I didn't like that. I held back.
I actually did like
that. Yeah, I'm saying, it felt good. I was so, I said a good word. I mean, I meant it also.
Thank you.
I meant it. I wasn't as good. It wasn't flex time. First sit, you can sit.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I'm going to move. There's not a lot of room. So I'm going to... I was going to embrace
thank
you.
Once I get started, I was going to make a bracha. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shakol Neved Varo.
Shout out to
Thank you, Rav Judah.
Thank you.
But for real, how long? What's the? I know it's late. Everybody has 15, 20.
Everybody worked hard today. Everybody was tired, but this is also a testament to, first of all, to them.
For sure. Thank you, Rav Judah. Thank you. Rav Judah, thank you. It did feel good. It feels good to be complimented. You know, usually, as Rav Judah just said, you know, it's a long day. It's a long day. I can't imagine what it is for all of you here. I'm humbled whenever I'm with people who are, in general, I'm humbled when I'm with people, and when you meet someone and you're especially every person is so precious. Every person's a neshama, as the tzaddikim tell us, Moida ani lefanecha, that we say shechzarta bi neshmasi. You know, we think of ourselves in terms, or I think of myself, I forget. Olam is melashon helam, ne'alam, that we forget our purpose. I forget my purpose, because that's one of the biggest yetzaharas. People look at yetzaharas in terms of like details. My yetzahara for this, for that. The deep, as the Mesil Zisharim said, tichbar avoida, to forget what we're doing and why we're doing it, to forget what it's all about. It's like, it's one of the reasons I love, I know it's the summer and we're not there yet, but it's okay to talk a little Rosh Hashanah. That's why I love Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a hard time. It's a very, not to bring in Rosh Hashanah, but it's okay to talk about a Yom HaZikaron. It's just to remember like what it's all about. Like we all know what it's all about. Like we all know like what we want deep down, or at one time we knew what we wanted. And we forget. We forget what it's about. We know why we're in camp. We know why what our mission is. And the Yetzihara, it's not so much about, you know, this thing or that thing or this thing or that thing. It's you know, for myself, it's invigorating. You could be charged up at 11 o'clock at night. You could be sitting here. I'm that's why I'm humbled. You're sitting here like you know, as if you don't have to get up early, as if you don't have, but it's reminding us all like what my purpose is. Not my purpose in a big way. Sometimes we want to know like machay vasay balamay. I like to say like, you know, what's my purpose in the world? Like that's a very big, that's like a very, like there was a time, maybe someone like Judah could tell you, the tzaddikim who could tell you like that's your purpose in this world. There used to be a time, the Arizal, in the time of the tzaddikim, they could look and they could say, your purpose on the world is to do this. That's unfortunately, I don't know if that's the right word, but in our lens, when people have tzaris and people struggle, the tzaddikim were able to look and say, I actually once, my first meeting with Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter, Mamish, my first meeting over 30, before I knocked at his door. Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter is a big, from the big tzaddikim. I knocked at his door, he opened up the door in Meir Sharim. I remember I went with someone who went through a very difficult, it was a friend of mine who his wife had a double miscarriage in like 6-7 months. It was they were very broken, and we came to the tzaddik. It was my first time came to the tzaddik, and my friend was sitting there, and he's talking about Yakimir starts talking about neshamas. He's saying Gilgulim. So I'm at, so you're really, he wasn't saying to the person, but he's talking about like a world that we're not tapped into. A world that we're not tapped into. Because we live in a physical world. We think of us as physical. I remember sitting with the tzaddik and the person just hearing that it's neshama. I said a pshat, I was zoicha to say this pshat once, that maybe that's why people love the ocean. They love the lake. They love water. Why do we love the ocean? So I said once to pshat, based on the Mesil Zisharim, that he says that the ocean is oilam haba. The water is oilam haba. Even a guy is going to love, who doesn't love sitting by the beach? Who doesn't love going to sit at a lake? Who doesn't love sitting? Why? What's the? So it hit me once, matanam in a shamayim, that maybe because you remember what it's all about. You remember you're a neshama. You remember that you're a neshama. You remember that there's a big purpose, so it relaxes you. It's like I'm sitting in traffic, and it's like, what are you talking about? Like, okay, I got to do my mindfulness, and it's great to do mindfulness. It's great to do yoga. Oh, shalom. I just recognize it. Great to do yoga, great to do all the mindfulness. But when a person taps in, when you're sitting here tapping in, you're tapping in to a neshama. I just was blessed. My niece just got married, and I was blessed to be Masader Kedushin and speak under the chuppah. And I spoke about, I said like, you feel the joy and the happiness. And the grandparents on the husband's side were passed away. There were no grandparents. And I said, it's difficult to tap into the happiness of the day. It's difficult to process. We are all trying to process, right? We're trying to process, trying to like hold what's happening. And it's almost like impossible to hold where we're standing, where we are. Everything moves so quickly. And I said, probably, I don't know what the Olam HaEmes is, and I'm here to Shem for many years. But I said, it's very possible and probable that the grandparents who are not here are more here. Because we live in an Olam HaSheker. The Olam HaSheker means that I forget purpose. And I get lost. And we get upset when we forget purpose. But that is part of the purpose of the world. Part of the purpose of the world is that I'm going to forget what it is that I'm getting up for tomorrow morning. I forget that I really want to be this. I really want to be this type of person. I really know that everything is from Hashem. I know that loyla atzmaya. I said for some reason, as I came here, the first thought of Judah that I had was the famous Reb Chaim Volozhiner. I don't know why it hit me as we were in here. Loyla atzmaya nivra ha'adam ella lahoyla l'achrini. Is that the entire purpose in every one of you who's sitting here, I have no doubt, knows that the whole entire purpose that we are here in this planet, the whole entire purpose is for something bigger than us. There's something bigger than us. And the Yetzirah is so strong because the Yetzirah just wants me to forget. They say discipline is remembering what you want. That's discipline. Discipline is when you remember what you want. The why. What's my why? What's my why? Why do I want to be nice to my parents, even though they might have hurt me? Why do I want to be? What's the type of person who I want to marry? For what reason? What's my purpose? What do I want to? Why am I waking up in the morning? Why am I davening? Why am I doing what I'm doing? when we try, and it's so difficult. It's so difficult because the bigger the mission, the more the Yetzirah wants us to forget our mission. The bigger the mission that we have. And what's incredible is a Shabbos. What's incredible is a Yom Tov. I was zoicha. There's trauma behind it also. But I was zoicha to grow up with Holocaust survivors. My father was a Holocaust survivor. I grew up amongst Holocaust survivors. There's challenges with that, and there are benefits from that, like everything. And there was a lady, Mrs. Altman, who had numbers, and she was like another grandmother. We had like grandmothers and other grandfathers, and she used to say, "A Jew lives from a Shabbos to a Shabbos, from a Yom Tov to a Yom Tov, from light to light, from times." And I think about like camp. I think about like what you guys are doing, and that's like people live for what they're doing in the summer. People live for helping. I can't tell you how many. I know. I'm sure you all share this. They it's like a crazy thing in a certain way. Like I can't wait to be there for somebody else, to be able to help somebody else. I can't wait. I can't wait. There's like there's like a light that we tap into. And what happens is then we get frustrated. We gaslight ourselves, and we gaslight ourselves. Oh, it's a regular Monday night. It's a regular Tuesday. When is this? When is that? And we're able. I said it a little bit ago, and I'm going to say it again because it's mamish devart. Rav Judah, if you never heard this pshat, it could be. I heard this from Rav Tzvi Cheshen when he was sitting shiva. I'm close with his nephew. I heard it from his mouth when he was sitting shiva for his brother in Beit Vegan. And I've said this over not enough times, because when you hear the pshat, you'll hear why you could say it over every time. I just said it over an hour ago. I'm going to say it again. He says, Hashem is mevakesh the nirduf. Elokim is mevakesh, the pasuk says that God loves the victim. Hashem loves the victim. Right? Hashem runs, right? You have the bully, you have the victim. So, as we all know, one of the hardest things to do is to be there for the victim. I don't want to be, right, when someone's being bullied, when someone's being hurt, when someone's being pushed down. So Hashem, Elokim, is mevakesh. He likes that which is being trampled on. Says the Ibn Ezra, what's the thing that is most trampled on? He says, is the hova, is this moment. This, you could see the Ibn Ezra over there. This moment, and when I say this moment, I don't mean, that's why you could say this pshat over as many times as you want. It's like a free pshat to say, oh, why? Because this moment, I'm saying with pshat. I know it's like the hakdama to the Mesillas Yesharim, right? Oh, we all know this. We all know this. You all know that you're incredible. You all know that the purpose of life is much bigger than all of us. We all know that. What are the chances you go through a day, al nisecha shebechol yom imanu, when it comes Purim, when it comes Yom Kippur, Ni'ila. We all know Hashem hu Elokim, Hashem hu Elokim, and Hashem Rahman Ali Babai. And I have no doubt that every person in this room, I have no doubt, and I'm not saying this because I'm a nice guy. I try to be a nice guy. I'm saying this because we all know that it's true. Hashem Elokim, it's neshama. And we're here, and we want the best relationship with our spouse. But we forget. We forget that which is right under our nose. Because if we would remember, we would be high all the time. Rabbi Twersky, it's interesting that I mentioned, I've been mentioning him a few times. In the book, one of his books that he wrote, it was the first book I read over 30 years ago. I think it's IMI. I think it's based on the Kutzker, right? Everyone, this is, right? I'm sure you all know this. But if you don't know what I'm saying, this, it's a keeper for your life, right? If I am I, because you are you, then I'm not you, I'm not I, and you're not you. It's the Kutzker, it's not my own thing. If I'm I, because you are you, then I'm not me, and you're not you. But if I am I, because I am I, and you are you, because you are you, then I am I, and you are you. So I think the name of the book is I Am I. I think that's the name of the book. And he says over there that if we would tap in, and I'm not saying we should all dance and tap in, and because it's not something you have to, like, you know, force. It's my whole pshat, Rav Judah, I made this up. The pshat, I was zoich, it was actually on Lag BaOmer, I made up the pshat when I heard somebody tell somebody, be positive, be positive. I'm like, that's the most negative thing you could tell somebody. Right? Stop being anxious. Don't be anxious. There's nothing to be anxious, right? I remember this. I'm driving my kid to the airport. Remember Avram? I was driving Avram to the airport one time, driving back, right? As a father, I could talk. I could say everything to everybody. Driving my father. I don't know if I could say it. Nisanel, could I say it? I don't know if I could say it anymore. Okay. He was anxious. I don't think that's Lashon Hara to say somebody. I know, nervous. I don't know. Okay. Maybe I just spoke Lashon Hara about my son. But okay, big talker, right? Like, I don't know if it's Lashon Hara. He got nervous, right? And I was like, don't say anything. Don't say anything. What are you nervous about? Right? That's the classic. There's nothing to be nervous about. What do you say? I'm nervous. So I'm nervous. What's wrong with being nervous? What's wrong with being nervous? So I'm nervous. So I'm nervous. It's okay. It's okay to be nervous. It's okay to be nervous. Oh, it's unbelievable. It's Ramesh Eschus. It's a Eschus to be here. I'm telling you. It's Ramesh Eschus. The be positive. Be positive. Be positive is so, you know, in relationships. I just want to talk relationships a little bit because it's mamish. You know, everybody here wants to be close to each other. Everybody here wants to, like I was saying, we all, it's all just about learning how to tap in to what we want. It's all about learning how to have people in our lives who can help us tap in to our greatness. And it's not like our greatness like that we have to work on our greatness. People think they have to work on their greatness. Like you have to like learn how to be great or you have to be great. Someone told me there used to be a time where you asked a little kid, what do you want to do when you grow up? So I think the men, they want to be like a fireman or a policeman. Something like that, back in the day. And a woman was like a nurse and a teacher. Talk about, right? Yeah, that was like, right? And someone said this like 15 years ago, I remember saying, they took a poll and they took a thing and they said, what do people want to be? I want to be famous. They want to be famous. I want to be great. You don't have to. It's like one of my lines that I love. You don't have to be the best you. You have to just try and be you. And if you're just you, you're going to be awesome. It's like you don't have to try. It's like Be'etzem. Be'etzem, I'm here. Why are you sitting here at 11:07 at night? What are we doing here? Go. Well, you're like sitting here. I don't mean to call anybody out in a bit. No, in a bit. You're sitting here taking notes in the summer. Like, what are you doing? But no, I love it. I love it. Why do I love that? Because you care, and you're working on yourself, and you're sitting here. You're just sitting here. What are we doing here? Go out and have a party. Go relax. Go chill. Go. What are you doing here? What are we? But what's the answer? The answer is because you're great. Not because this actually also came. The Chevra has heard this from me many times. It came from a parent, Rav Judah, it came from a parent telling Oh, yeah, I keep on calling his name. He's like, I'm trying to fall asleep over here. Give him a little rest. I apologize. It's like that kid in the back of the class, right? The teacher's like, oh, new Yankel. I don't know if they do it by the girls, by the boys, right? So, Rav Judah, I'll leave you alone. I'm just excited. I came in. I'm like, I want to hear from Rav Judah. I'll leave.
I appreciate the attention.
Okay, good. I hear. I know the feeling. I'll leave you alone. I'm excited. That's why I asked you time, because that's the way I work. I get, you know what it is? Because I get the chizuk from all of you. I get the chizuk from, even if you're not taking notes, it's fine. No, I get the chizuk that we're crazy, but it's the fine line. It's the fine line of, do you want to just be, it's the parent. Do you just want to be like, how do I say it? It's not like, do you just, it's like people are trying to be famous, great. You don't have to try. The parent told the kid when he was running to his bunk, that the parent told the child, said, oh, I hope you're the best in your bunk. I'm like, oh my gosh, why do you have to say that? Why do you have to do that? Just say, have a great summer. I love you. You're awesome just the way you are. And people are like, oh, but if I'm just the way I am, then I'm not going to be motivated. Fake news. You will be more motivated. You'll do more. You'll accept more. You'll love more. You'll have more patience. I don't know if you guys are into, okay, now I'm not calling him anymore. I don't want to call his name. Someone will tell me, you could tell me, Gnukshen, because if I start talking about Pia Melody, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Pia Melody, Melody Beattie, you start talking about like real stuff of learning, mamish, learning how to take care of yourself, learning how to really take care of yourself, learning how to really be there for yourself, learning, ready for this? This is so crazy. I've had this in yeshiva many times. Intrinsic value that Hashem loves us, not in a cute 2025 Breslov, and we love Breslov. I'm not saying it I'm not saying it to the exclusion of Breslov, but people associate that as like Chassidus. So now Chassidus is popular, and I love you. No, there's something called intrinsic value. And I say this all the time. When you have a baby and you love the baby, all the baby does is have dirty diapers and cries in the middle of the night. And I have to tell to the Nashim Tzidkaniyos sitting here, I'm humbled. To be a mother. What is it to be a mother? To be a mother. To love a child intrinsically. Not without any without any expectations. To love your children. To love your children. That's all we want. To love each other without any. As one of my favorite lines. I'm going to say it again because Mike D, I'm in America, Mike Dube, one of my closest friends in the world, who I grew up with, as one of my favorite lines, and I can't say this enough either, don't judge me because we sin differently. Don't judge me because we sin differently. That's called intrinsic value. That's called because a yid is a yid and a beautiful, we were just talking in the car. We're talking about Zel Mechubed, Amachabed. I don't know if they're Medayik that. Mechabed is Habrius. To love the I say cats because I'm from Israel. So in America, you say cats. Oh, we love cats. But in Israel, you get a little traumatized by cats. So I say, like, to love a cat. To love that cat. I don't know if, right, you guys know the, right, in the garbage. To love a cat. To love an animal. To love Al Achas Kama Vakama, your children. I would tell everyone, I'm not going to say his name again. He's going to say, I brought this guy came. He's talking about Pia Melody and Melody Beattie. I don't know why they have the same, it's Minish Mind that they have the same Melody Beattie. I'm more a Melody Beattie guy. Pia is more, I don't know if you guys are familiar, Pia Melody, you could look them up. Pia Melody was is, uh, is in this intrinsic value, and it's normal that we don't have that focus on intrinsic value. And you know what it comes down to? It comes down to the fact that I want to learn to love myself. I don't want to say that word, to love myself, because it's like too cliche already. I want to learn, I, me, this guy right here, Yoni Fisher, I'm trying to still learn to give space for myself. And that includes, not only that includes, that's specifically my shortcomings. Love is not loving the good stuff. It's accepting, it's the shame, it's accepting that I'm intrinsically beautiful. I'm intrinsically awesome. Not awesome in like I have to prove something to anybody. And that's what I think, that's what we're all doing during the day. That there's we don't understand neshamas for crying. We're on this. How about this? We don't understand the goof. The Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, I'm trying to understand myself as a person. I said it, this is the third time I'm saying this. Someone asked me, Rabbi Judah, oh, sorry, I said his name again. I saw he's up. Someone asked me the other day, and it was a great question. How do I, see, he can answer this question. I can't answer this question. He said, how do you, there's an inyan of connecting to the tzaddik. I said, connecting to the tzaddik. I'm having trouble connecting to the regular guy. What was on the tzaddik? I'm having trouble connecting to a regular person, let alone the tzaddik. I'm trying to connect to my neshama, let alone my guf. I'm trying to understand my psyche. I'm trying to understand why. Where, I'm trying to just learn myself. And to be in a place. To be in a place that is heaven on earth, that is hamakom asher ato imid ad maskodesh, and to have all of you sitting here, I'm saying it a little later, 11:15, 11:16, to be sitting here, for what? What are you sitting here? Go to sleep. What are you sitting here? You're sitting here because you're, I think. No one's forcing you to be here. You're sitting here because you want to be better. You want to be connected to yourself. You want to be a better for somebody else. You want to be a better wife. You want to be a better husband. And being a better wife, being a better husband, and I mean this in all the seriousness I could say, it begins, I can't believe I'm going on this one. I tell people I have good news and I have bad news. I'm going to start with the bad news. I tell the chevra this all the time. I have good news, bad news. I'm going to start with the bad news. The bad news is, and you got to let me go through this because it's bad news. The bad news is you're going to have a bad marriage. The bad news is all the issues that you're dealing with, you're going to continue dealing with because marriage will not fix it. You're not going to have a good relationship with your husband or wife. You're not going to have a connection with your children like that. You're going to have all the stuff that you have, this is the bad news. What's the line we have on the game room? I've asked this many times. If you don't heal from those who hurt you, you will bleed on those who never cut you. If you don't heal from those who hurt you, you will bleed on those who didn't do anything. Who didn't do anything to you. So that's the bad news. The bad news is nothing's going to change. Why? Because that's just the way it usually works. I always say it's a bad statistic. It's a very bad statistic. It's one of my favorite topics. I don't think I spoke about it the whole day. I can't believe it. I didn't speak about marriage. So now we're just getting started on this. I'm being serious. You're 5 out of 10, I think, get divorced. And out of those 5 who are married, how many have a great marriage? Not me. I'm not going there. You're going to tell me that I'm going to get married? You're going to tell me that I'm going to have a bad relationship with my wife? Statistically, that's bad news. You're going to tell me all my desires, insecurities, jealousies, and all that stuff is not going to change? That's bad news. And what's the answer? The answer is, it's hard to change. Someone told me over, someone said over, that Reb Shaul Alter was saying over the line, you have to link me back because I might forget where I was going on that. What? The good news, right? Okay, good. Very good. Right, wow. 11:20, thank you. He said like this, everyone knows this one. It's not what you think it is. God grant me, it's not what you think it is. God grant me the serenity. This is big. It's not what you think it is. Grant me the serenity to accept the people who I can't change. The courage to change the person who I can. And the wisdom to know that that person is me. I'll say that again. Hashem, grant me, and I say Hashem, you could say God also. Hashem, grant me the serenity to accept the people I can't change. The courage to change the person who I can, and the wisdom to know that that person is me. Reb Shaul Alter said that over. I heard this b'shem someone. B'shem, Maishi Kehler said this, b'shem Rabbi Geisler, something, a crazy thing. And he said that Reb Shaul Alter was saying is very like, Reb Shaul Alter is a big tzaddik. Alter's the Gerer name, the Gerer Chassidim. He's a son of the last Rebbe. And he says, I don't even know what that means, that you can even change, that a person can even change. Whatever that means, that's bad news, right? Like, I can't change. It's more like accepting who you are. It's more, that's for another time. Definitely not for now. So it could be I can't even change. That's the bad news. The good news is, we're here. The good news is, you're young. The good news is, you could dream. The good news is, you're here. You're not 40 years old. You're not 50 years old. And if you are 40, 50, we could talk later. We could have a different conversation. Because that's harder. It is harder. I think it's one of the reasons, maybe it's like my, like, that's why I don't know what I would tell a bunch of 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds, I don't know what I would say. I would say, okay, ain't shum yish. I would sing, we'd sing. God, there's no yish. Don't be miayish. But it's hard. It's hard to turn back the clock when you don't have a good relationship with your daughter, or you don't have a good relationship with your son, or you don't have a good relationship with your spouse, or you don't have a good relationship with your family. It's very hard to turn that back. You guys are, in my humble opinion, I'm going to wrap up because I could keep on going because I'm strengthened from all of you. I'm inspired by all of you. You're young. You're ambitious. I don't even know you. So I don't even know the half of it. I don't even know the half of it. But I do know that anyone who comes to a place, a holy place like here, anybody who's dedicated themselves for someone who needs them. That's why you got to make sure, if anyone doesn't know about Pia and Melody, you got to, seriously, it's Aleph Beis for all of us, because everybody's codependent. Everybody has struggles with intrinsic value. We all struggle with it. We all struggle with it. Myself, front of the line that I struggle with it. We all struggle with it. Okay, I've gone to therapy. I've worked it through. I've worked loving myself more. And I'm old school. I'm old school. Where I come from old school, I'm trying not to be old school. I'm trying to love myself more. I'm trying to give myself everything that I'm saying over here. I'm trying to give myself more space. And you, tzaddikim, and I don't say that word in a cute way, you sitting here, go kill it, if that's the way to say it. Go kill it. Go dream your dreams. Dream your dreams. Because the person next to you has the same problems that you have. And they look at it the same way. It's all be, I don't mean to be so cliche. I live by this line. Be the change. Be the change. Oh, there's so much. I love it. I told the guy, sorry. There's a guy, right? Everyone's like, oh, you got to judge the guy. Ready for this one? This is a chiddush today. This was a chiddush. It's not a chiddush. I just said it today. I'm going to say this. It's not a chiddush. I thought this for many years. You got to judge the guy without a yarmulke that he's good, and you got to hug him, and he's this, and you got to write. We all know that. That's pashut. I got to judge the taxi driver. That's what's great about Israel. This guy, we love every yid, even that yid. How about the yeshiva bachur? Do we judge the guy who's wearing a white shirt and judge him positively? It goes always, meaning always. Not, that's also always, always. We judge every, we love everybody. Whether the guy's shuckling and he's weird, or the guy's the coolest guy and he's seemingly not connected. Not connected to Yiddishkeit. And you, chevra, tzaddikim. Tzaddikim, sitting here. Godless, greatness, 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 greatness. Klal Yisrael is not divided. I disagree. It has not. I don't know what's going on. We're not divided. How are we divided? We're so connected. We love each other. We're there for each other. And we're stronger. Look what you do. Look what you do every day. Look what camp you're in. Look what our lives are about. Yetzirah, of course, doesn't want us to focus on that. Hashem should help us all. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I would say a thank you however many times everyone's in this room, because it's easier. This line I made up today, by the way. It's easier to talk. I did it. As Mamish fell, it's easier to talk than to listen. Some people are introverts, so it's easier to listen. They're not really listening. They're just afraid to talk. Great Zug. Are you listening, or you're just afraid to talk? Right? It's the old, like, am I listening, or I'm just waiting till you finish? That's the classic. But it's true. Are you a big listener, or you're just an introvert? And you have anxiety that you don't want to share, but you have a lot to share. It's much harder to listen. You know why? Because listening is you can listen, forget about it. You're game over. Even if you're an introvert, you go to therapy, you learn stuff, you're good. You get in tune with yourself. You listen to your husband, you listen to your wife. To listen. I'm going to end off with this pshat. I'm ending off with this. Rav Judah, I can't believe I said it because it's over, so we're ending off with this. I was blessed. Eitan Katz is going to get a shout out. Eitan Katz came to yeshiva. I'm giving myself a little shout out. But it was, you guys, if you guys remember, Eitan Katz came to yeshiva. And he said that I said this pshat, I don't know how many years ago. And he said over the pshat, I almost fell off my chair, that he remembered this pshat. And I'll tell you why it's such a special pshat. Mamish, I want you to hear this pshat. Mamish, what I'm saying. Loi rov lalechem, v'loi tzoma, lamayim. There's going to come a time, hine yamim, bayim, ne'um Hashem. This is, we're here. V'shlachti rov ba'aretz. There's going to be a famine. Loi rov lalechem. There's going to be a lot of food. Loi tzoma, lamayim, kim l'shmayis tzor Hashem. Beautiful. Shlomo Karba has a beautiful, people don't know it so much, beautiful song. It's beautiful words. Kim l'shmayis tzor Hashem. Ein lechem ela toira. This is a matana from Hashem. Ein mayim ela toira. There's no lack of toira, Baruch Hashem. There's more toira than ever was. More shirum than ever. Loi rov, it's not going to be a famine of toira. Lechem is called toira. Mayim is called toira. Kiyim l'shmoya is tvar Hashem. To listen, to hear Hashem. To hear Ma Hashem Shoyel Me Imach, to hear the voice of Hashem within me, Kol Doidi Doifek, and everyone here, I believe that this camp, this tzaddik, the tzaddik of the tzaddikim, and I'm not stam saying that, I'm not getting him back. To listen to yours. You want to listen to that's right? Don't bring God. Don't push God into your children's heart. Bring them into your heart. And if Hashem is there, they'll find Hashem. Kiyam l'shmayas tvar Hashem. Do you know how to listen? To listen to, I don't want to talk, the camp, to listen. It's not about being there for a camper. It's about hearing what's unspoken. About being there for yourself. About being there for yourself. Being there for Hashem, being there for each other, it's one and the same. Hashem should help us. For the gula shlema, we should all be zaycha. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. Thank you. I get so much chizik being here. I don't know. I'm humbled. Hashem should help you guys have an incredible summer. We should be zaycha, all of us, to be in Yerushalayim, to love each other more, to be with each other more. We should be zaycha. Hashem should give you all koyach. Tomorrow morning, you should all like jump out of bed. Jump out of bed, have an incredible day, look in the mirror, and like just be like, just have that awesomeness. Thank you, thank you, thank you.